Hey everyone, welcome to Past Lives and the Divine. I'm Gina, the host of this podcast, and this is where we get deep into the conversation around past lives, our soul connection, and our connection to the divine out there and the divine inside each and every one of us. And we have these conversations for maybe a little healing, maybe some soul searching, maybe being inspired, living to our full potential, and then of course, for some entertainment. In today's episode, episode number 18, we're talking about you seeing a past life at home. So whether you're doing it on your own, I'm going to give you a tool for that. I'm going to give you some resources and a discount code for doing it with me at home virtually. Mostly, I just really wanted to check in because it's spring, we're in a global pandemic, and I've made some major changes to my business and how we can possibly connect, whether it's together, or I'm offering you an audio that you can do on your own, or it's together in a group setting online. So just talking about a lot of different changes in my business, and also I'm going to be talking about just some things that I've noticed in myself, like with a lot more quiet time and time outside. I've had a lot of like interesting thoughts pop up, and so I want to share some of those with you too. Discount codes, opportunity to do a past life journey on your own at home, online gatherings. You guys, there's just so much, and I can't wait to get into it. So you're going to really enjoy this episode. If you've been wanting to do a session with me but haven't been able to see me in person for whatever reason, location or commitments, or maybe you're just like, I don't think I'm ready for that. Maybe I'll just do it on my own at home, and that's fine too. I have something for everyone. So before we dive in today, the next podcast episode in 2 weeks, we're going to be talking about nightmares and reoccurring dreams, and I'm specifically going to be talking about interpreting them so you can untangle them and be done with them. So when I say that's what I'm talking about, I'll be talking about, like, of course, my personal journey with it, like what were my nightmares, what hypnosis techniques helped me release them. Sometimes just when we get rid of our anxious reactions or overly anxious reactions or anything like that, or kind of work through other areas of our life with hypnosis, the really cool thing is like sometimes you untangle a knot, and within that knot was like other negative things that you were experiencing in your life, and you didn't know that until you untangled that knot, and it was like, hey, and I don't deal with anxiety at night anymore. And that was kind of my journey with it. So next week I'll be talking about that, and then I'll also be giving you what I'll call, I guess, like a hypnotic healing modality to go with it. And that is great for anybody who has a dream that they want to interpret, because every dream is different. A lot of dreams are maybe just kind of like brain garbage, but if you're anything like me, I have made big decisions in my life based on dreams that I've had, and I have really great ones, and I've also have a lifetime behind me of really terrorizing, traumatizing dreams, and I just want to share that with you if you have been struggling with it, because in times like this, in a global pandemic, of course, everyone's anxiety is a little bit higher than normal, which is totally fine, and you're doing fine if you're just hanging on. This isn't necessarily a time in our lives where we need to like try to improve ourselves. But if you hear something like that and you suffer from nightmares, or you know someone who does, or you're just kind of interested in that talk, then you're really going to like that episode. And it's really just a way to kind of lighten the load if you got it in you to kind of work on it. Anytime we're making these shifts and these changes to our subconscious mind, it can feel like a lot at first. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't, but just know that because of where we're at right now in this global pandemic, and if you're at all sensitive, like not only is the uncertainty and the isolation difficult on a personal basis, but if you're sensitive at all, you can feel that collective panic, dread, just elevation and anxiety all around you. So it's kind of like twofold for people who are really sensitive. So if that's you, or you think that might be you, I just want you to know that that's okay, and to give yourself some grace and like, not let that be a tool with which you then beat yourself. And of course, these are all conversations that I've had with myself, of course. So that is coming in 2 weeks. So make sure to look out for that in 2 weeks. And you can always subscribe to the podcast, so it'll just magically download for you your listening convenience any way that you listen to these podcast episodes. Or you can always go to pastlivesandthedivine.com/subscribe. And I will send you an email letting you know that it has been released. Okay, everybody, back to today's episode. I'm wondering what your past lives want to tell you. That is like the question that makes me so excited right now. You have no idea. Okay, so gather around the fire. Let's get started. Yay, I am so glad to be here recording this podcast episode right now. So I am recording this podcast episode. It's like the day before that I'm scheduled to release it. And I never procrastinate. I've never recorded a podcast episode this late. I shouldn't say I never procrastinate. Of course I do, like when I have to, but it makes me extremely uncomfortable to do that. But I gotta say, this kind of feels right and good. Like, I'm gonna record it and then pretty much like upload it, and then it'll be ready for you guys. And I'm pretty excited for you to listen to it. So what I just want to acknowledge right now is just the times that we're in, and to remember, like, this is the time of a global pandemic. Like, we've never lived through this before. So I just really want to hit home that, like, everything that I'm offering to you, it's totally okay if you're like, yo, I do not have time for this right now. You can always come back. You can always do it later. If it doesn't speak to you, you don't ever have to do it, and that's okay. But what I really want to hit home with is, like, in these times, a lot of us are feeling like anxious, dreadful, very nervous. It can feel hard to put a word to it, almost like heaviness, because it's a global thing. Like, everyone's thinking about this virus, and even to the point where I just, like, I hate saying the name of it. I hate seeing or reading the name of it. And so I'm not going to be using it. So I just call it, like, global pandemic or virus times. Also, to hit home that, like, this isn't normal. Like, I don't have to feel normal and good right now. And if I don't, that's totally okay. And I think a crisis like this, if we have the privilege and the luxuries to, like, the worst part about it is being stuck in a nice home with TV and internet, like, we're doing pretty good. And to know that if you are at all sensitive, which sensitive, empathic, intuitive, however you want to put it, which I don't know, I feel like if you're listening to this podcast, there's maybe a good chance that you are, but just to remember that these are not normal times, and it's okay to feel that personal stress, anxiety, dread, fear. But also, if you're at all sensitive, you're feeling everybody else's too, which is fucking heavy because it's a global pandemic. Like, many, many, many people around the world are thinking about it. And I say that to just say, give yourself some grace and, like, take breaks if you need to. If you need to step up anything where you feel like, oh, I just need to release this or heal this or talk to someone about this, like, listen to what you need and take care of yourself. And the way I do that is, like, a lot of quiet time, I guess. Something I struggle with is knowing that I'm in a difficult mental space when I'm actually in it. And while I'm certainly better than I used to be, it still does take some effort. And I think that's just because part of my survival tools, you know, growing up and being a young adult and being empathetic and intuitive and just way more sensitive than I would have ever admit, it was just easier for me to, like, deny other people's feelings, do my best to, like, wall off my feelings about their feelings, or turn into people-pleasing mode so I can manage their feelings. And none of these things work in the long term. And none of these things feel great. And they don't feel great to me right now because these are all techniques and tools that I was using, like, before I even have conscious memories. And to wake up as a mindful adult who's been actively working to become more balanced, less fearful, like irrational fears, less anxious, just really taking care of myself on a soul level for, you know, over a decade, I guess, it's really been clear that these tools don't work. And so finding new tools has been a really long process. But even in that process, I still notice that sometimes I default to like walling myself off or being in denial that like things are hard in the moment. And so it's one thing to say like, oh yeah, last year was hard. But it's another thing for me to say like, I'm in it right now and it's hard because of A, B, and C. Like I'm almost confused sometimes by these really big emotional waves that can hit me because I'm so used to denying them. And I don't know if I'll ever get better at that, or maybe there isn't a better category, but what I do is like, I know myself, so I take stock of what's going on around me, like kind of logic my way into it, which isn't normally how I do a lot of things. But for me, when I'm trying to get in touch with something inside of me, it might be like, for example, like, oh, how are you doing, Gina? Oh, I'm doing fine. And it's like, it's a global pandemic. I spend a lot of time alone, probably like most of the days I'm home alone, like 8 to 10 hours a day. And so it's a lot, even though I love my partner, Alex, it's a lot to have him here in the same space with me. And I'm sensitive, like I can feel the energetics of just the collective, which is a lot of fear and panic and heaviness. And so logically looking at that and being like, but are you okay, Gina? And it's not necessarily to like label a problem and be done with it. It's to like not necessarily even like label the problem and get caught up in a label. It's not really my style, but to instead be like, what do I need today? Like, what do I need to get done? Like, need to get done no matter what. What do I think I need to get done, but I could just let it go? And then what do I need to do for myself to like replenish? Like for me, relaxing in a hot bath, especially like at the end of the day, feels like heaven. So I've been doing more of that. Spending out time outside, walking my dogs. I've been doing a ton of that. Even just sitting in the backyard and like listening to the wind blow. Like not only do I get peace and like stress relief, just allowing myself to just be in those spaces and not have to be productive is really healing for me. But then when I'm doing that, I'm getting like so much good information in terms of like revelatory thoughts or like ideas on what I can offer in my business to make money during this time. I need to do that. But also like I miss working with people. Like I love working with people. And so how can I go about it this way? And I do work with a coach right now, which is actually like the perfect time. I signed up right before the pandemic, obviously not knowing that the pandemic was a thing. And so it's just been a really good tool for focus for me. Like instead of these are times where I could just get really emotionally caught up, emotionally bogged down. And then it's like you wake up and it's been 4 months and you haven't done anything. And so it's really important for me to kind of like just do the next thing. Just do the next thing and don't overdo it. Just do the next thing. Feel good about what you've done. Take care of yourself where you can. And that's really the balance I've struck. Okay, so saying all of this is just, I just want you guys to know, like, it's okay to feel like shit right now. And it's okay to like want to work on yourself right now. And it's okay to not want to work on yourself right now. And everything that I have to offer that I'll be talking about, just like changes in my business, it's my absolute hope that it helps ease some stress, give you some entertainment, maybe help you connect with a piece of your soul that makes you feel more whole and balanced and just a better foundation going forward. But what I really want you to know is, like, all emotions, good in quotes or bad in quotes, like positive or negative, like, they are all there to be felt and to be moved through our body. And so even though today I might be more productive by not taking care of myself, and that taking care of myself might be just like, hey, you're angry right now, maybe don't interact with these people if you don't have to, or hey, you're feeling super stressed, maybe go to bed early, or hey, you need help here, maybe ask for help. You feel like you're resentful because you're doing everything, ask for help. And so just to really take care of yourself, know that every emotion is worthy of you actually feeling it, and you don't have to figure it out, and you don't have to make it better. And sometimes just feeling it and saying that you're feeling it is enough to just kind of like let it go. But mostly I just want to, I miss working with everybody. I miss seeing my clients' faces. And so I took this time working with my coach, and I'll be talking about the fears I had about releasing the things that I'm going to be talking about. But it was really just like interesting space between here's what I want to do and here are my fears around it. And so I've just really been in a space where it's like, what's coming up, honor it, be in touch with it. And honestly, like, that's super heavy sometimes and not where I want to be. So I also give myself plenty of time to like zone out on podcasts and audiobooks, and it's a real balance. You got to do what you got to do and just like be kind and soft with yourself right now. And if like any sort of healing techniques feel like too much right now, just like bookmark it for later, or don't even bookmark it, just like let it go and know that when you're ready, it'll show up in your consciousness, in your life around you, in your orbit when you're ready for it. So that's mostly what I want you to know. Okay, on to some of the changes in my business. So obviously when I set up my business to see people in person, this is a problem in virus times when we're not supposed to be meeting a lot with other people. And so with that in mind, and that was kind of the final push. Before that, I had gotten requests to do virtual sessions and had gotten questions from people as to why I do not do virtual sessions. And really what it came down to was, so I've been doing hypnosis past life regression for almost 2 years, and I feel extremely confident in my gift in doing it and facilitating these sessions for people, so people can not just understand their past lives and what that means to them today, but also to come out with a sense of empowerment, like, wow, I made that connection. You know, I want the client, right? Like, what I think is so cool when I'm doing an inquiry call with someone who wants to schedule a session with me, what I think is so cool is sometimes people have this idea that I'm like a psychic reading your past lives and then helping you heal that way. And I just love it when I'm talking to someone and I'm like, no, I'm not reading it. I facilitate a session where you open up the psychic channels and you're not only reading it, but you're seeing it, feeling it, experiencing it. And I just love it when like the tone in their voice shifts to this like mode of like, whoa, that's so cool. And it's like a way of just affirming, like, you have this power. I am simply here just to facilitate a session to open you up to that power. And when someone is at all doubtful of that power, which is super common, or when someone is nervous about like actually doing a session because of what they might see, this all affects the mentality of the hypnosis client. And the most important thing in a hypnosis session or a regression session is the mindset of the client, right? Like during a session, if we were working together and you were in trance and I'm the facilitator, the phone can ring, dogs can bark, people can knock on the door, the doorbell can go off, there can be loud traffic outside. And that doesn't necessarily have to interrupt the session at all. It just comes down to the client's ability to completely relax. So as you know, we can all kind of mind fuck ourselves, right? So if I was a new client in the chair and like, oh shit, I forgot to put my phone on silence and now it's ringing, that might pull me out because now I'm like, shit, I did this wrong. Oh no, I'm interrupting the session. Did I ruin it for good? Right? And now it's that client mindset that's kind of wavering. And so that was really my apprehension for offering virtual sessions where we do things like on Zoom or any sort of session, I guess, where I'm not in the room with them. And it's not necessarily about me being magic in the room, but it's like me controlling the entire environment, right? So like, I try not to schedule appointments when I know the garbage truck is going to be rolling up and down the street 15 times certain Fridays of the month. Or I put a sign on the door that says, do not knock, do not ring the doorbell. I make sure the client turns their phone off or puts it on silent. All of these things that I can control, I do. And so the thought of doing a virtual session was almost like this gripping of shit. What if I can't control that environment? That makes me scared. Like, what if I have a client who comes and they don't, you know, they're like trying to take care of a child while they're doing the session and it gets all fucked up and they don't go anywhere. And then what's that going to be for me? And these are all valid reasons. I really care about my clients and I really care about their experience. But then I have to take that compassion and that care and also get real honest with myself about what can I truly control and what do I need to let go of? Because in me, I felt a lot of gripping and fear because there's plenty of people doing these things online. But part of the fear and the gripping was I get inquiry calls where people will call and we'll just chat about like what their interest is in doing a past life regression, what their goals or intentions are, and just to make sure they're a good match. Most of the time, people are a good match. Sometimes I'm like, you should go see this person instead. Sometimes I'm like, I don't think hypnosis is for you right now. Those are few and far between, but I think it's a good call to have for a few reasons, and that's one of them. So with that in mind, people will often ask during the inquiry call, like, what if I don't go anywhere? What if I fall asleep? What if you try to hypnotize me and I can't get hypnotized? And I have, knock on wood, a perfect record in terms of when someone comes for a session with me, they always go somewhere and get something. And this is why I reiterate to all my clients that it's really important to be open to your own experience. It's one thing to hear people's stories, to hear my stories, and to use that as like a, ooh, cool, I want to go do something like that. And that's fine. But what's really important is to stay open to what you need. Because the moment you schedule an appointment, your spirit guides, my spirit guides are meeting. And they're talking about like, oh my God, this is so exciting. They're going to go really deep. And what are we going to show them? And it's definitely, we show up to these sessions as clients with goals, with intentions. And I don't think it's an accident that we are attracted to it, and then it turns out to help us. Like, I think that we are naturally attracted to things that could help us. Obviously, if you think past life regression is total bullshit, like, A, you're probably not listening to this podcast, and B, you're never going to inquire about my services, which is totally fine too. So with that in mind, people will ask that question, like, will I go anywhere? And it's like, I have never had someone not go somewhere. Yeah, sometimes the very rare client doesn't see a past life, but they see scenes of their childhood in this life. And they always come out of it with a, I know why I had to see that. I had to see that. And most of the time it's in order for me to go deeper, farther, or really change the issue, I need to know A, B, and C first. And so now I know A, B, and C. And so sometimes the issue will just unravel from there. You can do it logically, consciously in your mind as you go about your daily life in the future. Or sometimes then you'll be like, oh, actually, now that I've seen that, the issue is not this person. My issue is this fear about that person. So then you can go a little bit further, do work that's actually going to untangle the mess. So we don't always get exactly what we want to see, but we always get what we need. And so I obviously can't guarantee the results of a session, but I can say that every single person I've worked with in the last 2 years has gotten something out of it that they really appreciated, whether it was immediately after the session they could feel it or weeks later. So all of this is to say, I took that squeaky clean track record and I was gripping to it. Like, but chances are this could not be a squeaky clean record if I allow people to do a session with me and I can't control the environment. Because even though the most important thing is the client's mindset, if things in the environment shift the client's mindset, then that's a problem. And that's so easy for us to do, especially as a first-time client. I think that's extremely easy to do. My hope would be that as a first-time client who has listened to this podcast episode and maybe gone to a few of my gatherings, the understanding there would be a little bit different, but I was really gripping onto that, like not trusting my gifts, not trusting my ability to communicate how to set the scene for a session, not trusting my clients to be able to set the scene appropriately. And so I really realized like all these spaces that I was gripping out of fear, as opposed to keeping it in place for the integrity of the session. So after many conversations about it with people around me who I respect their opinion and they know my business, and just a lot of time alone, I came to the conclusion, like, I want to do this, and these are my actual fears. And so what I did was did everything I could possibly to alleviate those fears, and then the rest of it will just be a practice in completely letting go. So I'm going to go through the changes that I'm making, just some new offerings, and how you can get your hands on it. And then I'll talk about just kind of a little bit more in depth of like my fears around it, why I didn't want to offer it, and what changed. So the first one is you seeing a past life at home alone with an audio recording. So I'm calling this the past life journey at home. And if you are on my email list already, you already got it delivered to your inbox this morning, the link to the page with the goods on it. And this is just simply a download audio file and then a PDF booklet that is just talks about like setting the scene. And then, of course, if you have any questions, you can always just reply to the email. If you are subscribed, you just reply to that email and ask me the question. Or if you're like, what? I want to do a past life journey via an audio recording at home whenever I want. Then go to pastlivesandthedivine.com and you can either go to subscribe or you can go, there's a left navigation and you just go all the way to the bottom of that left navigation and it's called Past Life Journey at Home. And you click on that and you'll enter your email address and your name, and then I will send you a link to a web page that has the Set the Scene PDF booklet and the Past Life Journey audio file. And then you can just relax and do that whenever. The audio file is about 40 minutes long, and I also talk about in setting the scene, I also talk about things I like to do after I do one of these past life journeys. You can also set it up if you don't believe in past lives. This is also an audio file that'll help you. You can make connection to your spirit guides, your angels, your higher self. So if past lives aren't necessarily something you're completely on board with, or you're questioning on a subconscious level as to whether you really believe it or not, you'll still be able to get some benefit out of the past life journey at home. So again, in order to get that, you just go to pastlivesandthedivine.com and there's a left navigation, go all the way to the bottom and it's past life journey at home. And you can just click subscribe right there and get access to that. So just with the spread of this virus and the uncertainty that comes with it, I've had to move clients out, people who really want to see me in person for their first session, which is great, and I can totally get on board with that. But what I wanted to do was like give you all something. So if you can't do a virtual session, but you're really wanting to dig into this, and maybe you have a little extra time, or your schedule has changed and it seems a little more urgent, you can listen to this past life journey whenever you want. So you just download it to your phone or your computer, your tablet, whatever, and you can listen to it wherever you want. So some ways that I like to do this, I have my own journey that I do that I got from an instructor of one of the hypnosis trainings that I went to, and her name is Madonna Kettler. And she has an out-of-body experience recording that I use. But what I like to do is, whether I'm journaling it or just taking a second before I listen to the audio, is I like to set an intention for, like, where am I going? What am I doing? And sometimes that intention is as open and simple as just show me what I need to know right now. Like, whether it's a past life scene or a message from my spirit guide or higher self, just let me know what I need to know right now. What's good next step on my spiritual evolution? Or sometimes, if I'm like waffling on something, or I'm like, should I do this or should I do that? Or I want to do this, but this seems scary or confusing, or I can't get clear on the next steps. I will say, you know, I'm going to do this past life journey, and my intention for it is to gain clarity and understanding around this goal that I have, or these next steps I want to take. Or maybe it's a difficult situation between like me and someone else, and I just don't understand what's going on. Sometimes, again, it can be hard for me to like process and be in and totally aware of like anxieties and negative emotions that are bubbling up. I mean, I have more decades of stuffing that stuff in my life, stuffing it down as opposed to bringing it up and examining it. So I'm very much retraining myself to do that. So sometimes when I'm in an uncomfortable position, or it's just like the vibe is off between me and a work project, or me and someone I'm supposed to work with, or me and someone who I am friends with or family with or whatever, I'll go into it with the intention of like understanding more around that or getting clear action steps around that. And what I encourage people is, if you're a writer, you can write that out or not. But I like to have, you know, pen and paper next to me, because whenever I come out of one of these journeys, past life journeys, spiritual guidance journeys, I always have things to write down. So maybe it's like something cool that I saw or felt or experienced, and I just want to document it. Like, wow, that was so cool. I got such a big hug from my spirit guide, which sounds so lame and small detail when I say it out loud. But like, if you've ever been in the same spiritual space as your spirit guides, or like ancestors who have passed on who like really know and love you, it's just like this beautiful and amazing thing. And that alone can be so life-changing and healing. I just wanted to make that available to everybody. So I kind of like lost my train of thought there, because it is so important to like feel that unconditional love. It's just amazing. So you can even go into it. Maybe you're someone who you're like, I want to know a spirit guide's name, or I want to know that they're there. Like, you can set the intention to, if it's the right time, please show me a spirit guide, or please show me a past life that's supposed to teach me my gifts or how to share it. I've also gone into a past life journey with the intention, for example, of like, I know I'm pretty intuitive, but I don't know what that feels like in my body. And I feel like I need a signal in my physical body to like affirm the messages I'm getting. Are they real or not? And it was like, having that intention, I was transported to a past life in which that feeling of intuition in my physical body, like you get an idea and then there's a physical sensation affirming that idea as like the right path. That was so strong in that past life, and it enabled me to be like, and where do I see that in this life? And it was like, in that job I used it, in that job I used it, now I use it like this. And it's like, yes, it's so affirming and it's so clarifying, in case you had no idea. So that's a way too, you can use these to strengthen your intuition. I mean, there is no shortage of ways that you can use this past life journey. And so my hope is that you go to pastlivesandthedivine.com and you go to the left navigation, bottom of the left navigation, and you click on past life journey at home, enter your email address and your name, and then I will send you that. And if that seems appealing to you and you want to do that, it is free. All you have to do is give me your email address so I can send you the goods. And then if you're feeling it, I would love to hear what your experience was with it. And then what I also want to know, this is the fearful side of me, but like what I also want you to know is that if you do this at home and you feel like you just can't relax and you always get interrupted, like really take time to go through that PDF booklet on like how to set the scene. I've worked with many people. I have been a client myself many, many times. And so I've really kind of perfected setting up the right environment. And so what I want you to do is like read through that booklet, make sure you're checking off all the lists. And then if for some reason you're not going as far as you want or as fast as you want, or you're not getting the results that you want, and you're like, you know what, I'm craving a little bit more, then what you can do is do a one-on-one session with me. And so these are new virtual sessions that I'm offering. So it's basically all of the things that I used to do in person, but now I'm doing it virtually over Zoom. So again, this was a big part of like me letting go of some control in order to reach more people and basically sustain my business in this time of wildness. But now that I'm on the other side of it, I just worked my freaking behind off for like the last 2 weeks of, I was like, oh, I'm just going to do this one thing on my check, you know, I'm going to offer virtual sessions. But what I didn't realize at the time was like, I have to redo basically the entire back end of my business, which if you've never done an online business is, doesn't mean anything, but I'll just tell you, it's probably more work than you think. So now that I'm on that other side of that work, I am like freaking beyond excited. And so I had a few people reach out, some of them first-time clients, and I've done virtual sessions before with clients who I had worked with before. So they knew what was coming. I knew what was coming. My biggest fear around virtual sessions was the people who are the first time people. And so with that, again, I created a PDF booklet all about like setting the scene, what to do, what not to do, things to look out for, tips for the day, how to kind of amplify that peace, relaxation factor. And then I also in that booklet have a ton of frequently asked questions, and then just all the information that I could think of that you would need to know as a first-time client or a returning client, first time doing virtual. And so you'll get that PDF booklet, and then you'll and then we'll schedule a virtual session. And so all you would do would be set up your phone, your tablet, or your laptop. And most people do the session in their bedroom because they've got the relaxation is kind of already set up there. You've got extra blankets, pillows if you need them. And then people will set like their phone, tablet, or laptop. They'll just kind of set on a nightstand or a stack of books so then I can see preferably the entire upper body, or at least the face of the client. And that seems to work out just fine, to my surprise. And I've done a couple first-time clients, and those went really well. So I think that this is going to be a really great thing for my business, of course, but then like me on a personal level, like I just love you guys so much. Like I just love that you listen to this podcast. And on some level, it's like, quite shocking that I'm not the only weirdo out there who wants to do these things. And so to be able to connect even more with people who can't like come to my home office is so exciting to me. And to release that fear that I didn't even know I had until I came to this crossroads where it's like, Gina, what are you going to do? And it was like, I feel like I have to do online stuff. And now that I've got it in place and I've got more than a handful under my belt, I'm feeling so excited about it. So because I'm feeling so excited about it, if you're on my email list, and again, if you go to the Past Life Journey and you put in your email there, you're on my email list. Or if you go to pastlivesandthedivine.com/subscribe, you'll get discount codes for first time past life regression, a virtual session, or a return client virtual session. And so I have two different discount codes there. And if you're on my email list, thanks for being on there. And you already got that delivered to your email this morning. So you've got that all ready to go. So there's a discount code. Initial past life regression sessions are just a little bit longer. So they're $160, planned for 2.5 hours. And then the return client, that is 90 minutes, maybe 2 hours long, just depending on how chatty we get. But it's mostly 90 minutes long. And then that's $120. So with the discount code, the return client, instead of being $120, it's $99. And the discount code for the initial, so if we've never worked before and you want to do a past life regression virtually, the original price is $160, and I'm dropping that down to $120. So such good deals. And those are for sessions booked in the next 2 weeks. So if you book it before May 1st, so that doesn't mean you need to complete the session before May 1st. It just means you need to book it before May 1st. So you could book it on April 30th for May 15th, and you'll still get it. So you just have to book before May 1st. And if you have any questions, just hit reply to any email that you get, and I will give you the information that you need. And that makes me so excited to do these virtual sessions. Again, like, I really cannot overstate, now that all the work is done and the systems are in place, I am just beyond excited to do these sessions. And since doing this podcast, I started this podcast last August, and I've gotten people from different countries and from different states being like, hey, I'd love to do a session with you, but I can't get to Minnesota. And so this, I just can't wait to like go further with these people. And if you are one of them, or you're like, hey, I want to do a virtual session, like, I am beyond excited to meet you and to go through that process with you. So make sure you're on my email list so you can get those discount codes and schedule your session. Let's do it virtually. Okay. So I just want to reiterate, we all have this gift. We all have this gift. We were born with this gift, this channel that we can tap into, our subconscious mind, which holds all of our soul's memories. We have a direct channel, a direct link to the knowledge, the wisdom, the insights of our spirit guides, of our higher self, of our creator. And you are able to access that. And you can do that for free with the past life journey at home. Or you can sign up for a virtual session and we can go a little bit further, customize that journey for you. And either way, I am just really excited. And like, I'm mostly excited about like all the people that I'm about to meet and work with who I couldn't work with before. It's so much fun. And it's just such an empowering thing to be like, whoa, I saw that. I did that. I got that message from my higher self. I got that message from my spirit guide. And to have more people who feel that power, because we're so used to giving that power away, just makes me incredibly happy. And I just can't wait to stand shoulder to shoulder with you and hear about your experience, or have the honor of facilitating your experience. I mean, I just feel really lucky. And I feel like it, for me, it was a way that these virus times have been a real blessing, just because they pushed me to like examine the fear I had and the gripping, and to encourage a shift, one that helps me to work with more people and have contact with more people who find this stuff as interesting as I do, which I just honestly love. Okay, so I've got the at-home journey that you can download for free. I have the discounted virtual sessions that you can get the discount code on my email list. So go to pastlivesandthedivine.com/subscribe. And if you're listening to this in the future and May 1st of 2020 is in the rearview mirror, it won't be the last time I'm giving out discount codes or anything like that. So hop on that email list so you don't miss it next time, huh? Okay. So the third change in my business, I'm going to do virtual gatherings. So in 2019, I was so good at doing like almost regular monthly gatherings in my home and doing group hypnosis and with my crystal bowl and all of that. And it just gives me great joy to lead groups of people through that. And mostly the joy comes from after the trance portion, when the people come back and they're like having a discussion about what they saw. And I just love it. And I love it when there's a brave soul in the group who's like saw a lot and just like lets the tears flow, and people like give support and show solidarity by being like, I'm in the same boat. It's just, to me, such a beautiful thing, because I think these journeys can feel incredibly isolating. And no matter
no matter how like connected or engaged we are, I think it's really easy to be in our own minds and be like, why is life so hard for me? And I like a thought that I have a lot is like, I'm pretty sure life on Earth is just like harder for some of us. Like, honestly, I think that I can't explain it. I have my own weird theories as to why that might be, but I look at people around me and I'm just like, I don't know how you deal with that. I would be absolutely crushed if that was my job. I wouldn't be able to get out of bed if that was my daily life. And so I think a lot of us are more like that than we admit, because admitting it is a whole other scary thing. And I just love these conversations and love the group settings of my group hypnosis gatherings, because it's just a space where everybody kind of takes off the veil and they're just like, this is who I am and this is what's really hard and this is what really sucks. And most of the time, there's at least one other person in the group who's going through the same thing, or people who can relate, and they were like, hey, I was going through that last year. And I think that coming together is so powerful, because feeling isolated, as we know now with this virus, like feeling isolated can be more difficult than we think. I mean, we're faced with things that we can't shut off right now, a lot of us, like whether it's the people you live with, or maybe your work is out of control, or maybe your work laid you off and now your money situation's freaking you out. It can feel extremely isolating, and just to know that you're not the only one going through it can feel so good. Not that we wish this bullshit on other people, but to know that we're not alone is a very, very powerful thing. And so I want to keep that going, but obviously I can't do that in virus times. I love you, but don't come in my house. So I'm going to be doing for sure a monthly gathering. It's looking like it's going to be the last Thursday of every month. And the first one will be on April 30th. So hop on my email list, pastlivesandthedivine.com/subscribe. So you can get the information on that if it sounds like something you'd like to do. And that would be a group hypnosis situation. I'm going to call them, I don't know what I'm going to call it yet, but I have a lot of the work done. But it's basically a way for you to totally get in touch with your soul, your soul's memories, and a way to access more guidance from your spirit guides or your higher self if you need it. And it's just like a portal. I want this monthly gathering to be like how you see, or anyone who's interested in going to it, to be like, this is the time when I step through the portal and I get real clear. I commune with my higher self and my spirit guides and my soul. And that's what I want. And so it's going to be called The Portal, or Portal, something like that. Look for it coming soon. But still hammering out details there, but it won't take me long to hammer those out. And like I said, I've been getting my ass handed to me reworking my business, which is done. Yay. So the April 30th event is what I'm working on next. So make sure you're on my email list to get that. And it's really just, it'll be a Zoom gathering. You can have your camera off if you'd like. If you want to show your beautiful face, I'd love to see it. But know that it's something that you can do in the comfort of your own home, or if you have a family member who you think would want to do it with you, you can grab them and do it too. So it's going to be the last Thursday of every month is the plan, but hop on the email list so you can get that information for that inaugural kickoff, which I am really, really excited about. And then I have a bunch of other ideas for online gatherings, because I'm taking what I wanted to do for in-person gatherings this year and being like, okay, how can I do this online? So my hope is that you do that past life journey at home, that free download. And if you want to go a little bit further, you can do a virtual session. Or if you don't want to go quite that far, but you do want to go further, you could do this group session via Zoom online every month. So totally up to you. So those are the big three things, the big three shifts in my business is basically I'm moving it online. And so, discount codes, some free gift stuff. I'm just so happy you're here. And I'm like, I feel like I'm on the verge, and I am on the verge of like, obviously meeting new people through these virtual sessions. And you guys, I'm so excited. I just almost couldn't put this podcast episode together, hence why it's so late, is because I was just like, I don't know what to say besides like, I'm so excited. I can't wait to meet you. That's it. Period. End of download.
Okay, so those are the big three shifts in my business. And then I also wanted to share some kind of like things I've experienced, thoughts I've had, clarifying wisdom dropped into my brain. But if you're looking for something to do, if you're like me, and this isolation is even hard for me, and I'm like introverted. I love being alone. But what I'm really missing is like cool experiences with people I really care about, even if it's just like getting together to watch a TV show, or I don't know, I go to acupuncture pretty regularly. I would say that's like the number one thing that helps my physical health besides tending to my mental health. And so I'm just really missing that. But so I did an online class. It was with Ashley from Wedded Wellness, and she's actually episode 11 of my podcast. And she put on a yoga and astrology class over Zoom. And so I love Ashley. I think she's great at teaching yoga. It's a style I really like. So I did that. And then I had never met the astrologer before. And then the astrologer did like 5-minute readings for everybody on the Zoom call. I think it was like a group of 5 or 6 or something like that. But it was so interesting. So I go to an astrologist on a pretty regular basis. To me, I just see it as like another way of getting to know myself. And I find astrology like fascinating, because at first blush, logically, I'm like, that's so bullshit. And then when I experience it from like a trained astrologist, I'm like, whoa, how did you fucking know that? That is so crazy. So the astrologist that I've gone to in the past has touched on like past life stuff, but we were doing a lot with my birth chart and like career stuff. And so that was really the scope in which I knew most of my astrology through. So Meredith, her Instagram handle is Earthling Astrology. And she starts doing it and starts talking about past lives and karmic patterns and all of this stuff. And I was like, whoa, hold up. Like, I know that this is in your chart a little bit, but the way she was speaking to it seemed like she could see a lot more than I assumed an astrologer could see. And so I did my 5-minute reading with her, and then like immediately scheduled a session with her where it was just us one-on-one. And it was so interesting. Okay, so it was an interesting position, because I'm someone who's done more past life regression than anyone I know, right? I've been in the chair probably close to 30 times. In those 30 times, I've seen mostly unique lives, but I maybe have had like 4 or 5 sessions, let's just say, where I've like relived different parts of different past lives, which I guess is a whole other thing. But so I thought the past life aspect that she was reading in my chart was really interesting, because I actually know a lot about my past lives and just kind of like the archetype. So what she could tell was like the energy coming into my astrology birth chart based on like my past lives. Let's see, I'm going to try to talk about this so it's not so boring if someone A, doesn't give a shit about astrology, or B, doesn't know anything about it. But your birth chart is basically the snapshot of the sky, where the planets were, where the stars were, what was in the sky the moment you took your first breath, right? The time you were born. So with this, she could also tell like the past life energy I was bringing into this life, and then the energy I would try in this life. The goal was to like try to emulate and grow into, I guess, grow more into. So probably not shocking if you know anything about astrology, but I came into this life with like Aquarius energy, which is so funny, because before she said that, I had no idea that that was the case. But my husband, Alex, is an Aquarius. And so whenever I do anything with my chart, then I try to like, you know, DIY with my small astrology information his chart, because why wouldn't I want to know everything about him? Like, I don't know. I just think that if I know something about him and it makes sense as to why he's doing something that drives me crazy, then I have an understanding there, and that makes me feel better. So I know a lot about Aquarius, or I think I do. Or relatively, I know a lot about Aquarius. Like, I know a lot about Libra and Scorpio and Aries, because those are my signs.
And every time I would read something about an Aquarius, I would think like, God, that sounds like me too, but I don't have that in my chart. But I have it in all of my past lives are the energy of Aquarius, which is very much like, you know, scientist, observer, you know, locked away in a cave with your thoughts, kind of like working behind the scenes, never being like out in front as the person doing this thing. And that very much is a theme in my past lives. So even though I've been like a sorceress and a healer and a witch and like an energy releaser and a palm reader and a herbalist, I've done all of that. It was always very quiet, very on the low, very behind the scenes because people were being killed for that stuff back then. And I have a number of past lives where I was killed for that stuff. And I've talked about those past lives. So if you're new and this is your first episode that you're listening to, go back through the list and you can see some of those past lives. But I thought that was really interesting. And another thing, you guys, this is so crazy. Another thing that she said was, she said, this is like the lifetime where you go from being the observer to the observed. And I was just like, oh shit. Because, and I think I maybe talked about this, but I did a past life regression in December. And it had to do around with like some things with like growing my business and that sort of thing. And I was just like, I am incredibly uncomfortable when I know someone's observing me. Like, I don't have a problem speaking in front of groups. When I was a wellness coach and consultant, I would speak at conferences. I would have my own speaking things. I would do like lunch and learns. And I actually really like that stuff. But when I am not in a position like that, when it's just I'm in a room and I know someone's observing me, I'm fucking so uncomfortable. Like, I will do anything to get out of there. And so I just thought that was so interesting that she was like, used the exact same word that I did 2 months before. And it was like, oh, okay, that's interesting. And especially being someone who does a lot of their marketing and connection online, that's easy because we all craft, you know, what we put online. It's not like I have someone following me around, like taking pictures of me as I get out of bed and posting them on the internet. No, of course not. Like, and if I did, I would curate that photo in a way that I wasn't totally embarrassed. So in a room where I'm just like with people, if someone's just watching me and I'm not like ready to be observed, that's incredibly uncomfortable. And so with that, I was like, that's actually a roadblock I'm running into right now, this observation thing. And then it reminded me of this quote that I wrote down in my book, which, please don't judge me on this, but on Netflix, I'm currently rewatching all the Gossip Girl episodes. And I just don't know why, but I just find that show so soothing. And Chuck Bass, who's like, I don't know, the rich, eccentric, I don't know how to, he's like a real cool guy on the show. I mean, they're all cool, but one of the things he said that I immediately attached to, which I thought was so cool, was like Serena said something to the effect of like, what are you going to write a book now, Chuck? And Chuck was like, Serena, people like me don't write books. People like me get written about. And I was like, oh my God, that's such a good line. And it was like so good that I just like wrote it down. I just felt like, this guy is so cool. But then doing my one-on-one session with the astrologer, she was like, you are now the person being observed. Like, part of your life path is being observed and being okay with it. So it's not necessarily like you're going to be famous and everyone's going to know about you. It's about me cultivating that strong core, that essence of stability and knowingness of myself, that it doesn't matter who's looking at me or what they're saying or how they're judging me, isn't going to affect me as much. So it's less about like, so you can be famous. It's more about so you can stand strong in who you are and not be like crushed by someone's opinion of you, which is work I've been doing for a decade, like a work of worthiness and, you know, all that, just that human condition of like, I feel like I'm an imposter or I feel like I'm not worthy. And so that was incredibly cool. So the next thing that happened, oh my God, you guys, this is so crazy. I'm like obsessed with Meredith. Meredith from Earthling Astrology. She, because I know a lot about my past lives, she had mentioned like, hey, in our session together, in our one-on-one session where she was reading my chart, she had asked about the relationship between my husband and my mom. And she was like, I don't have a lot of information there, but I know there's like a karmic connection between the two. They've had a past life together. And I was like, now funny, I have seen a past life where he is in that past life, and so is my mom. And in that past life, my mom was not my mom, but she was like my guardian. And I was like an outcast in the village, and I took off running because my guardian was very abusive to me, physically, verbally, mentally, all of it. And everyone in the community, I don't know if it was like a tribe of nomads or what, but it was a small community, but everyone in the community kind of looked down on me like I was a burden. No one really knew me. It was a small community. But then there was this man there who would always look me in the eye, would always smile and say hi, would always like try to joke around with me. And that man was, it's like the essence of Alex's soul, my husband. And so in that past life, I left and basically was just like an outcast and lived alone in the wilderness by myself for the rest of my life. And I actually died by being crushed by a rock, which is like, and my dying thoughts were like, was that man supposed to be something to me? Like, I still think about him. And so knowing that I've had that past life, when Meredith said there's a connection between your husband and your mom, and she's like, but I can't, because the connections between those two, I'd have to like read one of their charts to get it. And I was like, that's really interesting. And I was already going to schedule a session for Alex. So that kind of put the nail in the coffin on that. So I scheduled a session for him. But she could tell also like skipped steps in my birth chart, which I thought was so interesting. Not everybody has them, but skipped steps is basically like, you were supposed to complete these things in a past life, but you didn't because of free will, or you didn't because you died too early, or you didn't because something else happened. And it's not necessarily a punishment. It's just like unfinished business. And one of them was around, and this was before Meredith had known about, I didn't tell her about my past lives, but I told her I knew about my past lives. And she was like, so what that tells me is like, there's something in your throat, like, there's trauma around your throat and neck area. And she's like, so that to me tells me the nature, like you maybe got killed for speaking, like speaking your throat, that sort of thing. You maybe got killed like in a way that damages your throat, whether it's hanging or anything like that, or, you know, getting your head chopped off, or strangling. She was just basically like, there's a lot of karma and like energetic patterns around that. And in this life, you're supposed to talk about whatever it is that you're passionate about. And that is part of fulfilling that contract. And this is the life where the universe conspires with you to help you not die because of that, which I thought was incredibly interesting, because I used to have so much fear about talking about this stuff. And that's one of the exercises of the podcast for me, is like getting used to talking about it. Like even a year ago at this time, working with another astrologist, that's what she was like, you have to work on the communication. Like you have to get communicating more about this. And so the podcast was one of my things with that, which has really, really helped, right? Like it helps me clarify my thoughts on it. I'm such a verbal processor. I love sharing it. And like, when I get a response or a review on Apple, like I just looked at my Apple reviews, which it's like, oh my God, I didn't even know these people were leaving these reviews, because I just don't even think to look at it. And it's just like, oh my God, I wish I had these people's phone numbers so I could be like, thank you, or their email address. Like it affirms in me that like, I'm not the only fucking weirdo who's into this. And just like such kind words and such cool people, like, reaching out and being like, hey, I listened to this episode and here's what I thought, or this was my interpretation of it, or here's a question that I have. And I just, that engagement is just so fulfilling to me, like, on a soul level. And I just, I thank the podcast for that. And I thank you for listening. And so it was just really affirming on all that. So all of that to say is, like, if you have extra time and some extra money, check out Meredith and tell her I sent you at Earthling Astrology, because she, it was such a good read, and just like the karmic pieces of it. And yeah, it was really interesting and affirming. And I think a lot of times, because we grow up in this culture and everything is like, oh, that's your imagination, it doesn't matter. No, that's your just imagination, don't worry about it. No, that's just your imagination, you don't have to be scared. That's just your imagination, do it anyway. And we're constantly told that. And on some level, yeah, I guess you probably have to say that to kids. I don't have kids, but I'm sure you have to say that to them at some point. But I'm not saying that's right or wrong, or we should do it a different way. That's not my call at all. But what I am saying is, I think it's so normal for us to, like, intuitively get a message or a feeling or a picture of, like, something bigger that we need to be doing or could do or want to do. And instead, it's like, then it's like all these doubts, whether it's like, oh, but you wouldn't be able to do that, or you don't have time to do that, or so-and-so wouldn't support that, or what would people think? Or maybe it's just like, I don't know, I can't do that. It's too out of the norm of what I do and what everyone else around me does. And when we get these messages, whether it's from a past life, from the journey you do at home with that free audio download, or a virtual session with me, or in an online gathering, or if you get an inkling from an astrologist or something like that, that can just be affirming to be like, oh, I don't have to wonder about that anymore. And we really discount the amount of toll that it takes on our brains to, like, always be wondering about stuff. And so if that could give you some peace, I don't know, that's something you could do during this time when, you know, we don't have a lot going on socially. So if you have the ability to, I don't know, take a little trip and learn a little bit more about yourself, go ahead and do that. And I also like that too, because in my astrology chart, I don't remember what it is now, but like the way certain planets line up in certain houses or with my sun or whatever, it's like, yep. And you're going to constantly be battling self-doubt. And it's like, to see that in the stars makes me feel like I chose that too. And I don't have to be a big victim about it. And I can just be like, oh, that's that self-doubty part of me. What's really true, you know? And now, and so it's helped me to not just go with the self-doubt and and you're not worthy, or you can't make it work thoughts, and instead question those and, like, always be kind and soft with myself. And if I can't, or I feel like I've done something wrong, then, like, dig into that. But in a way that's not defensive, but in a way that's, like, curious. And so if you're anything like me and that stuff just makes you feel better, especially in these heavy times, like, go for it. So I'm not being paid by Meredith or anything. She probably doesn't even listen to this podcast, but it was something that really helped me. And, like, I don't know, I've gotten a few friends to do it. And then, of course, I demand to know, what did she tell you? I want to know everything about you. It's just incredibly interesting to me to, like, peek under the curtain. That's the Scorpio in me, to, like, peek under the curtain and be like, what's really going on under here? Okay, so another thing that I wanted to leave you with is some things that just, I guess, some thoughts that have popped in my head, and I just want to share it just because they stuck out and they're popping into my head right now. And so I want you to know that, like, during these times when there's just, on some level, there's less to do. So I realize if you're, like, a parent of children, there's probably way more for you to do right now. But for a lot of us without those social commitments, we're kind of, like, don't have as much to do. And so it can be a time where we can, like, just acknowledge that doing nothing doesn't mean nothing's going on. So, for example, the past life journey that I created that's free for you to download and just listen to at home. That literally, I was sitting in my backyard and I had, like, said I was done for work for the day. And I just was sitting in the sun in my backyard watching the puppies run around. And I'm not kidding, like the wind blew and that script came to me on the wind. And I could only, this is what happens, like when I get a thought and it's a really good thought, like whether it's an action item or how to go about something I've been trying to figure out how to go about, or an insight on something else. This sounds so weird, but like I'll run through the house running through for a pen and paper if I don't want to type it out on my phone or if I don't have my phone on me. And it's like, oh my God, I don't want to lose it. It's almost gone. It's almost gone. And I've gotten to the point, and Alex just laughs at me, but I've gotten to the point where I'll be like, grab it by the tail so it doesn't leave. And I just have this thought in my mind of like my brain reaching out and like grabbing this thought by the tail so it can't leave. And then it like pulls it back, and then I'm able to like write it all down. And that's basically what happened with that past life journey script. It was like I freaking sped off that patio, grabbed my laptop, set it up, and just started typing. And because I couldn't not, like, it came to me on the wind. And so what I want you to know is, like, if you're waiting for an idea or you're feeling stuck about something, sometimes doing nothing, and I don't mean scrolling, like scrolling online is just like kind of brain garbage, but like sitting outside and like watching the wind blow or watching your kids play or your dogs run around or just staring at the flowers that are starting to bloom, like just because you're doing nothing doesn't mean nothing is happening. So if you're someone who, and I used to be this way for sure, and it's taken years of untangling, but it's possible and you can do it. But if you're someone who's like, just can't stand the feelings or the guilt that pop up if you're not being productive, just using that as maybe like a segue to more downtime when you can have it, even if it is like 3 minutes of just like sitting and staring at a tree, the flowers, your kids or puppies playing in the backyard, or the wind blowing, the leaves around, whatever it is, like just to reaffirm, like the universe is conspiring for us. And sometimes we just need to slow down to get those messages. That's been a big one for me on this. It's been a really big one. And another thing that I also, during this time, have enacted the support of a therapist, like an online therapist, through BetterHelp, BetterHelp or something. Clearly, I'm not that attached to the app, but I do like this woman, and she's really good, and we just do a 30-minute session every week, and it's a way for me to process, like, the daily goings-on, like, certain relationships, and just how I view myself in these changes was just something that I needed right now. And honestly, I haven't been to like a talk therapy in over 10 years, but I kind of feel like I'm at a space where I do the deep work and now some of the stuff on the surface just kind of needs to be rearranged. And I'm also a verbal processor, so it's kind of right in alignment with that. So I have been doing that. We were talking about a certain relationship that's always been a struggle. It's like my fucking spiritual mountain in this life. And I was just needed more tools in dealing with this person, because this person I don't want to cut out of my life right now. I have them at arm's distance, but they still, you know, push the boundaries more than I'd like them to. And so one of the things that I want to share is not necessarily about the inner workings of my personal drama, but what I want to share is one of the things that my therapist pointed out was like, we are all trying to get our needs met, whether consciously or subconsciously. And so, for example, I was like, I don't think I'm trying to get my needs met through this person. And she just said, I want you to look at it through this lens. Maybe not, but if you look at it through this lens of, if in my imagination, I was trying to seek validation through these people, this person, this type of person, then what would that be? And if I can dig and find the validation I'm searching for, which isn't being met, which is why I find this frustrating and patronizing and disappointing and all of it, if I can find what needs I'm trying to meet, then I can intentionally, consciously stop trying to meet the needs through them And when these negative emotions come up, to be like, oh, she is affirming that I am not worthy of anything, of any attention, of any respect, of any listening to, anything like that. Then instead of being frustrated, just to be like, oh, I know better. She doesn't know that I'm worthy of that, but I do. And she's missing out. And so I hope I'm doing a good job explaining that. But I just had this like aha moment, I guess, this Oprah moment of being like, so I must be trying to get my needs met through this person. And what needs am I trying to get met? And just by shifting that, like, okay, hypothetically speaking, say that was the case, it was like my conscious mind shifted over a little bit, and I was able to see, like, oh my God, I am looking for validation through that person. That is the problem. Because they keep validating the opposite, and that's where the rub comes in. I mean, it's just one of my many issues with this person, but we all have, I feel like, a type of person or an actual person or a type of situation that just kind of rubs us the wrong way. And I think that if we can consciously move toward it with curiosity and our safety in mind, like take breaks when you need to, take care of yourself, listen to yourself. I think that if we move through that, we can start to see even more of who we are and what we need. And then we can get that from ourselves and from people in our lives who want to help us and want to give us that validation, right? Because of course, there's always going to be people in our lives who don't have the capability to even think about their needs, let alone your needs. So, I don't know, after talking about this, I'm not going to cut that out, but I feel like I got a little convoluted. But what I wanted to say is, like, sometimes as humans, we're just looking for validation and looking for someone else to tell us, like, you're worthy. I want to listen to you. I want to remember what you're saying. And really, the best way we can get that is to start giving it to ourselves. And when we see someone is not showing us that we're worthy, when they're treating us in ways where they're not listening to what we say, they're constantly, you know, trying to break down our barriers, and they will not pause to see what you really want or what I really want, to know, like, I can give myself, I can fulfill those needs, and I have people around me who want to support me, who want to love me. And if I just tell them, like, look, I'm feeling really unworthy and shitty today, and that tape is just running through my mind, I need you to tell me otherwise, like, those are things that I say to Alex sometimes. And sometimes just expressing it just makes me feel better. Like, it's not just my shamey secret that I'm trying to, you know, figure out in my own head. And instead being like, what is this frustration between me and this person or this kind of situation or this type of person? And instead to be like, what needs am I trying to get met here that are not being met? And sometimes that's a source of great answers. So I don't know. That's something that's been floating around in my brain a lot the last couple weeks. So just wanted to share that with you. And if it helps, I think that's awesome. And if you're still here listening to my stream of thought, I thank you so much. Okay, everyone, that is our episode for today. And as you know, my favorite part of these conversations is talking to people like you about it. And I'd love to hear your reactions or your questions about all of this. So if you go, I hope you go and download that Past Life Journey at Home. If you want to do a virtual session with me, make sure you're on the email list to get the discount codes. And of course, if you have any questions, you can always reply to an email that I send you once you're on the email list and ask away. I'm the only one in my inbox. And then, as always, I ask, did you think of someone in particular while listening to this podcast? Like a friend or a family member who you know would love these resources, whether it's the free at-home Past Life Journey or the virtual sessions or the upcoming soon-to-be-announced online gatherings. If you know someone who would appreciate it, forward it to them. If you really enjoyed this episode or past episodes, if you could give me 5 stars or maybe even write a review on Apple Podcasts Over the last month, I've had quite a few people mention or reach out to me and say that they found me on Apple Podcasts after searching past lives. So I will show up in more and more searches the more little reviews and 5-star clicks that I get. And so you putting in like that 1 minute of effort means the world to me. And it is such a gift, you guys, when I go to Apple Podcasts and I like look at the reviews, because I always forget to look at the reviews. But when I do every so often, it's like, oh my God, I love you guys so much. Oh, I really do. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for the reviews and the kind words on Apple Podcasts. And most of all, thank you for being here and being open to the power of our past lives and all of our eternal soul experiences while we just walk this earth together. And it's such a pleasure being here, walking this earth with you. So take anything from this episode that makes you feel better and just leave the rest.